We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm just fine. Welcome to the KDKA team.
I greatly appreciate that, Michael. As you know, I've just joined the team 2 years ago, the K team. I just joined them 2 months ago, rather. And most of that time, I've been broadcasting from my apartment. So today is the very first time I am on this side of the microphone in studio where Larry normally sits. So I'm a fish out of water right now pushing these buttons, that's for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful that you were able to get out of the apartment. Yes, I've read the story, and I felt so bad for you because, I've heard you in the past, and you're a wonderful host.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to start peppering you with tough questions, that's for sure.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. Michael Morton, you were born in Brookline, correct?
Yes, I was.
And then you migrated all the way down to the deeper into the South Hills. Where you now live just basically in the, the Murraysville area?
McMurray.
You're in McMurray, okay. Right on the border of Allegheny County, Washington County.
Yep.
And,
yep, exactly.
And have you ever served in the U.S. military?
No, I have not. No, I'm not a veteran. Never served in the U.S. military.
So you are a civilian like myself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And when we got off the air on Friday, our producer, Rob Grainer, who's a wonderful producer for the KDK Radio Morning Show, pulled me aside and said, Kevin, somebody told me about this very interesting story. It's not on KDK TV. None of the TV channels are covering it. But somebody should. And he told me about it. And he got in contact with you, and you're joining us today. So tell us what you did and what inspired you to do it.
Well, what I actually did was I took it upon myself to go to the cemetery of the Alleghenies, and I planted 1,000 flags personally at the grave sites of our fallen patriots. You know, I had heard and read the story about with the Veterans Affairs, the disturbing news that you said earlier about the, you know, the tradition wasn't going to be carried on this year. And I did it out of a sense of honor and a sense of duty. You know, I honor and cherish our patriots, our heroes that have given us the freedoms and liberties we have today in America. And I only felt it was the right thing to do.
That's unbelievable. You just did it out of the goodness of your own heart because you wanted to say thank you. And you thought that they were getting veterans that are lying in that sacred ground at the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies, just off I-79, just south of Bridgeville, were being almost disrespected in your mind, huh?
Yes, to that aspect. I knew that the cemetery itself would honor in its own way, and I, you know, understand that, and they do a terrific job of that. But I wanted to do something special. I wanted to continue on with the normal tradition is. And to me, that's placing the flags at the actual site. My grandparents are buried there. My grandfather was a World War II hero and veteran, and I've got a lot of friends whose family members are buried there, and, you know, I can't ignore that. I couldn't ignore that.
So when did you have the idea to gather the flags on your own and go through and do this? I mean, did it just sort of, as soon as you read the article, snap in your brain and say, I got to do this? Or
yep, absolutely, without a doubt.
There was no
without
question. You just said, do it.
Yep. I was brought up very well. My dad is a a Vietnam veteran, and I was instilled with honor from both my mother and father when I was growing up, so it was never a question in my mind. As soon as I read that, I was like, there's something I got to do, and there's something I can do.
Wow. Michael Martin.
I ordered some flags, and luckily I've had some help from some very good friends who donated flags to me, and I just continued pressing through and putting them on up.
Michael Martin on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from the South Hills, from Brookline down to McMurray, and you are now planting. You are now the flag planter of the South Hills.
Yeah, you could say that. After 1,000, it was a little rough. I've had a couple people that helped out on the last few days, and they planted 400 more. So we have a total of 1,400.
Now, how long did it personally take you to do that?
It personally took me a day and a half.
Okay, and it wasn't easy for you. It wasn't easy for you because there's something we're going to tell the listeners now. You have an issue that sort of prevents you from being able to be in the hot sun for a very long time.
Oh, yeah. I have Crohn's disease, severe Crohn's disease. I have an ostomy bag. I've been through at least 30 surgeries, and I continue with surgeries even to this day, and it's something I struggle with. And so to be outside and walk to each grave site and plant those flags is something that's very, very challenging physically to me personally. And I've got to tell you, and be honest, I'm still sore today. My legs are still killing me, and my stomach muscles are hurting and everything. So
so it did a number on you. And when did you finish up, on Friday or Thursday?
I finished up yesterday, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yesterday was the final day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.